Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry dedicated to the expository teaching of God's Word. If you are blessed by this message, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. Last week, we looked at the seal or mark put on us by God through the Holy Spirit, as told to us in Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14. But there's even more to explore in these two verses, so today let's look at another nugget of truth that Paul reveals here about how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Ephesians 1, verse 13 to 14 says, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory." The word translated listening in this passage is the Greek akouo, and is most often rendered hearing or to hear audibly. This word is used many times in the New Testament in reference to people coming to a saving faith. In fact, Paul uses it multiple times in Ephesians as he reminded his readers of the beginning steps of their faith and their confession. Christ also used this word when opening parables and when counseling those who have ears, let him hear, as in Mark chapter 4, verse 9. And its counterpart, akoui, which means to hear and understand, is in an often quoted passage that Paul wrote, Romans 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, akoui, and hearing by the word of Christ. An interesting contrast is how Scripture warns us to be careful not to be deceived by what we see. In fact, after his resurrection, Christ admonished his disciple Thomas for doubting and refusing to believe until he saw the risen Lord. After revealing his wounds to Thomas, Jesus then says, "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are those who did not see and yet believed." That's John chapter 20, verse 29. In other accounts, Jesus scolded the crowds and religious leaders for demanding to see signs and wonders as evidence of his deity. Luke 11:29 records, "As the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, 'This generation is a wicked generation. It seeks for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah.'" Jesus also warned his disciples not to be deceived by what they saw. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, he said, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect." This serves as a good reminder that our eyes can betray us. Just watch any modern Hollywood movie and almost everything is entirely computer-generated, but sometimes it looks so real that it's hard to dispute. The same is true with these so-called deep fake videos that put real people in places that they never were. Our eyes are incredible gifts from the Lord, but they shouldn't always be trusted, especially when it comes to our spiritual discernment. On the other hand, we can tell from Scripture's many references that our faith comes through what we hear, akoui. This is important because it confirms that we don't need to witness miracles or amazing signs and wonders for our faith to begin or to be confirmed. All we need to do is hear the gospel and believe it. Many atheists and agnostics claim not to believe in things they can't see, which is really an illogical argument when you think about it, because, as you know, we can't see the wind, or gravity, or even the sound waves you're hearing right now, but they clearly exist. In the same way, we should never doubt God's majesty, power, might, and sovereignty because of what we do or don't see being physically manifested. Instead, trust God's word. That is our source of truth. As we close, remember it's upon every believer to validate what we see and hear against Scripture. False teachers love to distort God's word and even perform magic tricks to deceive people. From so-called glory dust to televised healing conferences, if what we see doesn't line up perfectly with God's word, trust that uneasy feeling the Holy Spirit gives you and close your eyes and your ears immediately. We must diligently study and memorize Scripture so that we can train our spiritual senses to discern what God is doing and what is evil. Reference Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. We very well may witness healings and miracles of God, but these should never be sought after as evidence of His power or our salvation. As Jesus said, "Blessed are those who did not see and yet believed." Again, thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe to this podcast or mark us as a favorite if you haven't already. And for more resources, visit us online at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.